We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, gents, we'll start off with their pitcher group. Jameson, as you saw, he reported back from Florida. He is in the advanced stages of his one-arm plyometric, or we're prepping the arm for throwing. Still has some symptoms present, but we're in the advanced stages of these exercises, and I would say over the next 10 to 14 days we'll get a good feel on if he's ready to throw or not. Nick Birdie, he continues to play catch on flat ground down in Florida, progressing okay. He still has some intermittent symptoms. The doctors at this point in time are recommending continue to throw for the time being, and will progress as indicated and as the doctors recommend and suggest. Keone is down in Florida. He has made very nice progress. He has thrown back-to-back days out to 90 feet with no reported symptoms. The plan for Keone is to rejoin the team in Houston when they make their next upcoming road trip. Chad Kuhl continues his rehab progression down in Florida. Edgar Santana is actually at home in the Dominican. He and his wife had the birth of a child, so congratulations to Edgar. He continues on with his throwing program in the Dominican, and we anticipate him rejoining the team, rejoining the rehab group in Bradenton, hopefully in the next 5 days or so. Give him time with the family, which is nice. Jordan Lyles, as Clint indicated, came out of the sim game with no issues. They all met, and he will be making a rehab start on Sunday, still working through wear in regards to that. Our position players, Francisco Cervelli, you saw that is back with the team, has been cleared by Dr. Valeriano, the neurologist, to resume all baseball activities. He's running, throwing, catching, hitting. Again, no symptoms. We'll continue to put our heads together and plan out what the week, 10 days, look like for Francisco. And then once we build the body back up, he will need to get cleared again by the doctor to actually play. And that doctor will be Dr. Valeriano. Lonnie Chisenhall, no change in his status, still at home. He's in the process of seeking another medical opinion at this time as well. Doctor who we saw last year. And then Eric Gonzalez, I think those of you guys that are following teams making tremendous progress. He'll be about 8 weeks on Thursday. Scheduled to see Dr. Altman at that time, re-x-ray it. He's been hitting, throwing. The guys actually had him sliding. So he's getting close for us to have a conversation of re-engaging him back into game activities.
Is he ahead of schedule?
I think he's on schedule.
Okay.
That's a great question, and as hard as this man has worked, I'd like to say, yeah, he's ahead of schedule. But this is kind of what the doctor projected his return to be.
You mentioned with Edgar, is he working at your facility, at your private facility down there?
He's in the academy. Puerto Plata.
Okay.
So he is not working at our facility.
Okay.
So you said, Cervelli, 7 to 10 days. At that point, is it possible that you would talk about getting going? I wasn't sure I followed it.
Yeah, so he's been working out. He was cleared to work out on June 12th. So within that 7 to 10 day time frame, dating back from June the 12th, the doctor will re-examine him probably early next week to see if his body's responded to the workload, to the baseball activities. And again, there's a lot of different people that are involved, notably Dr. Valeriano and the body team, obviously the front office and the coaching staff. So a lot goes into that, as you know, Rob, and that could happen very quickly. But the most important thing is that we get clearance, and Francisco gets clearance from the neurologist, and that's Dr. Valeriano.
Okay. What's going on with Cabrian Hayes and JT Newbaker?
Yeah, Cabrian is about a week out from dislocating and fracturing, subsequently fracturing that left index finger. He was re-x-rayed, I believe, yesterday or today. They're going to start light activity, so he's progressing nicely. And then JT, he threw a rehab game with the Black Bears last night. No issues. I anticipate him throwing another rehab game to build back up into four or five ups and then rejoin the Indy Club.
And then we hadn't heard from about O'Neal Cruz in a while. Mm-hmm. Coming over with the fractured foot.
The foot, he's a little bit slower than anticipated, but he's working hard down with our Florida group down there. And I would anticipate probably in the next 7 to 10 days you'll see him getting into a game buildup.
Did something happen with Swaggerty? Because he, looking at his records, like he had missed a few games. Something going with him?
Not that I'm aware of. They were on the All-Star break.
Oh, okay.
So, and I know I believe he played in the All-Star game. It was a nice honor for him, but not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Did it?
Yeah.
Sure. How about Kohler, rookie Davis, those guys?
Yes, rookie Davis. He threw Sunday for the Indy Club. 3 innings, 47 pitches. Threw a bullpen, I believe, yesterday. And he's in line to make a next start. Again, the plans are still being discussed as to what the next steps are with him. But healthy. What was the second one, Dan?
Tom Kohler.
Tom Kohler, yes. Wow, good name. he had shoulder surgery last year when he was with the Dodgers. And we knew going in this was going to be a year-long project. He is playing catch out to 120, 150 feet. And he's working with our body team and our rehab pitching coach down in Florida.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.